This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And my friends, we are live Sunday, June 9th, 2019. You know, mainstream media and Stephen Colbert, Comedy Central, MTV, PBS, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, anybody you can mention, every newspaper, every establishment publication lies about us. And because their old lies didn't work, they've gone on to even more insane, elaborate lies. But one of the big ones is that I put all these articles out here every day as a prop. If you're a TV viewer, you can see them. There's probably 150 articles here or more. This is even all the stuff I've read or looked at. I would say probably 70 of these articles today, I've read almost all of them. That is, I read almost all the article. Other ones I scanned over. And again, document can't shot for TV viewers. You've got all these stacks of news, all these things that happened the last 2 days since I was last live on Friday. And I've got 30 plus clips right here of video. This is always fresh. This is always news. This isn't like Karl Rove, who said that he would win debate challenges because he'd have a big stack of cue cards that intimidated the other guy. And there was nothing on the cue cards. And so the media thinks that's what this is. No, that's not what this is. This is dedication. This is research. I have been working since 5 a.m. this morning for this broadcast. I took off 2 hours and took my 2-year-old daughter on a 3-mile hike this morning down to the creek and back up. I carried her on my shoulders the last mile and a half back. The rest of the day has been on this, and that's really my problem, is there's been a few times I went out with the guys and had a big hangover and didn't get ready and pulled up 5 minutes for the show, and they say those are the best shows ever when once or twice a year I get hammered and can't see straight the next morning. I just come in here with no preparation. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm going to do the preparation one way or the other, and that's the way it is. That said, though, I feel guilty every time I finish a broadcast because I probably cover 10% of it, because I can read fast. I can speed read. And I also get distracted, which I tell them to do. They put stuff on screen, videos, articles. I tend to look at that, and that gets my train of thought changed. But I'm the director of this broadcast. Only one like it in the world. So it's my fault that happens. But that's why sometimes I pause when you see something on screen, because that I don't just look at that article or that video. That creates for me an entire full-spectrum data set of enemy operations. And by the way, I've proven this isn't some comic book, but this is an origin transmission where we're changing the world together. That, yes, the enemy sees me as a mastermind. That's what they call me. The evil mastermind of the reboot of the populist movement, 1776 worldwide, that we created the populist launch pad for Trump. And you know what? The enemy's damn right. I am a mastermind. It's true. There are a lot of masterminds in this world. There are people that really care about their communities and do amazing things and learn everything about what they do. The truth is, masterminds are not that rare. Masterminds are all around us, ladies and gentlemen. And really, masterminds just show us something about ourselves. While others were telling us we were a nobody, we were somebody. So we're going to go to break. Because I'm a mastermind when it comes to researching stuff and knowing how it works. I'm not a mastermind when it comes to orating it on air. That's actually my weak flush. But that's what has to be covered. When we return on the other side, start your 5,000 horsepower engines. And get ready. Because we've got the latest enemy attack that we called right on time coming in with over-the-horizon radar that only the sixth sense can engage in. And we know the next attack But more importantly, we've got all the levers and all the switches and all the weapons to defeat the enemy. But will we do it, or will we be slaves?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, June 9, 2019, global live broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, here in the catbird seat, here in the crow's nest, here in the cockpit. Here on the front lines, we're not given corporate talking points. We're not told what to do by the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, George Soros. We just engage in good old-fashioned pro-Americana research. We wear our bias of liberty and freedom and justice on our sleeves. Thanks for joining us on this live Global Sunday transmission. As I do sometimes, let me just try to read headlines and not get into details of them, and then I'll try to walk through as much of this as I can today. But this is a particularly important broadcast. They're all extremely important. This one, if people would just listen, if folks would just understand, and if alternative media and alternative Republicans and alternative libertarians would just listen to me, if the Dave Rubens and the Stefan Molyneux and the Jordan Petersons would just listen to me, they won't be shut down and they won't be censored. Hell, if Paul Watson would listen to me, because I'm on record, and I've got the emails to Watson and the rest of it telling him exactly how this would unfold. I said, they'll come for you in 1 year. And Paul called me the other day and he said, how did you know they'd come for me in 1 year? I mean, you know, it's all phased in. It's all in one-year programs. It's run by stay-behind networks. Trump calls them embedded groups inside the government. Like Trump said, take Brennan's security clearance. That's the president's total purview. Like a chihuahua's purview sitting in your lap and barking, or a Dalmatian's purview is running between horses as a horse dog. Or what's that cool dog so big that would bring the little packages of brandy up to people lost in the mountains? Yeah, St. Bernard's purview is a rescue dog. Trump's purview is taking people's security clearances away or giving them security clearances. And they, 4 months ago, he ordered it. They said, F you. He ordered the troops out of Afghanistan. And they said, F off. Our government did. We're in a state of mutiny. We're in a state of civil war. I'm sorry. I said I'd get it in the news. Let me just tell you what I spent. Let's not exaggerate. 7-8 hours today getting ready for it. Did you know that 99% of the news on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that corporate-controlled leftist media calls fake news is just a clip of what somebody said? But Jim Acosta grabs a mic away from a woman and slaps at her arm, and the news says that's a fake clip. Doesn't matter, it was on C-SPAN, it's the same clip. They tell you it's fake. Just like they'll tell you this is fake, huh? It's just one article. A.G. Barr compares his return to DOJ as D-Day invasion. Now there's a war against criminals that have taken over this country to get the nation back. Wow, that's powerful and that's true. That's exactly what we should hear from somebody that actually wants to turn this country around. Because the real danger is the out-of-control bureaucracy who thinks it's God. I get we want balance in the government. We don't want to be too left-wing or true right-wing, that old argument. That argument got us into this mess. We want to be balanced with the Chi-Coms and balanced with the... There is no balance with cancer. America is balance. Turning individuals loose, leaving people alone as long as they're nonviolent, stopping monopolies. Yeah, we are the balance. America is the Darth Vader of countries. We don't need all of you to teach us about the balance. Get out of the way. And I think InfoWars' new slogan, I've always said this for years, but I see it all on the internet. You're lying about Alex Jones. He's done nothing wrong. He's a patriot. Get out of the way. I just see it everywhere. Christ said to the devil, get behind me, Satan. Get out of the way. Because you realize we're the vanguard. We're the leaders. And it's always scumbags saying get out of the way. There's a front page New York Times Sunday declaration of war, like we're some third world country they're lying about with WMDs. They're going to invade. And they said that all conservatives are brainwashed in a cult and all of us must be banned. Everyone. Millions must be taken off. There must be a total purge because we're so popular. Again, the same story over and over again. Unbelievable the way they behave and the way they operate. Oh, I'm sorry. I've only hit two articles. I've got 100 and something here. So, again, let me tell you what's coming up today. A.G. Barr compares his return to DOJ to D-Day invasion. Isn't that interesting? Turns out the FBI knew, government documents that have been released, that the Russian probe was fake from the beginning and a total lie. Oh, that's coming out. That's just two articles of hundreds. Here, let me tell you about some of these little jewels. This is linked up on DrudgeReport.com, our article by Kellen McBreen. We're sending folks down to cover it the next few days. Oh, I don't need to go very far. They've got illegal alien Africans by the hundreds in downtown Austin. But a big group came across last week. They're already in San Antonio. Oh, and they're already bitching, man. They want their free stuff, and they want it now, baby. Hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas, 350 more on the way, and there's all the videos saying, we want our free stuff, and a lot of them are pregnant. We're here to have that baby, and taxpayers, you're going to pay. And what's going to happen? Everything you spend, everything you do is going to go up. Oh, and that brings me to the next piece of news. We're gonna get all the newscast on that. Oh, avocados and tequila will go up and tomatoes because of Mexico a few cents or whatever. Did you ever think about the $500 billion a year it's estimated the illegal aliens cost this country getting all this free crap? Oh, $500 billion versus maybe a billion? Oh, by the way, Mexico capitulated to Trump. And they said, we'll stop human trafficking. We'll put troops on our southern border. We'll stop shipping them up through the country because you're about to put tariffs on us. We'd organize it with the UN. The UN said to do it, but we'll stop. Yeah, the UN organized the refugee centers, people flying in from around the world, giving plane tickets to get to Guatemala, because still the Mexican airports still stop people from other countries coming in without visas, without authorization. So now Mexico's going to go back to defending its borders. How horrible. Mexico freezes human trafficking, bank accounts, sends National Guard to border amid very good decision, President Trump says. That's up on NewsWars.com. Mexico blocks 1,000 migrant caravan ahead of Trump's tariff deadline. And so they've agreed now, but if you listen to Nancy Pelosi and others, they say, oh, Mexico had already agreed. But just a month ago, they told us there wasn't a border crisis. There weren't caravans. So that's coming up today. And then we've got all these kind of articles here. Oh, yeah. This is political correctness. By the way, I've already talked about this. I bought a condo near my parents' house for my children and put it in their name for them to have someplace for college or whatever in the future. And we rent it out Airbnb before they get big. But my son's a year away from college right now, about 14 months away. He wants to go to YouTube and get in and live there. And I asked when there's a condo thing, I said, why is there not a gate here on the condo complex? They said, oh, the city doesn't allow that now. It's gentrification to have a gate. I said, well, hell, is it front door gentrification? Or how about clothes on my body? Or, but again, that's all this UN plan to break down civilization, break down privacy, which is in the leftist CIA documents. Philadelphia to ban balconies and bay windows, symbols of gentrification. Poor folks don't get windows, so you don't. Summer is now sexist. USA Today says it's bad. Summer and swimsuits are bad. See how the left's becoming Sharia law style? It's all coming up. And our female reporter, Caitlin Bennett, got attacked by leftist mobs at a gay fest for no reason.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, let me jump right into it. As best I can. If we know that typhus has shown up all over the United States, it's killing a bunch of people, something that only the worst third world countries have when they're war zones, when their civilization collapses. And if we know the Black Plague and drug-resistant TB spreading and people are dying by the thousands of it every month, TB alone, and it's being covered up, and all these blue cities are collapsing into rats and feces and decay and collapse. Why is this happening? And then, let's go ahead and get to it now. We've even got a local newscast in San Antonio reporting on our story that's up on drudgereport.com. Now, this is an important article. This is something everybody needs to get out, okay? You've seen the videos a week ago. Of 200, 300 at a time, different groups of Africans from Central Africa, where the Ebola virus is spreading massively, unvetted, swimming across the Rio Grande or walking across the Rio Grande. And then once they get there, the Border Patrol is ordered just to release them because that's federal law. Think about that. That's federal law. That if you can make it across into the United States, you get an amnesty hearing. Now, I submitted last week that only 1 out of 10 people ever show up at an immigration naturalization hearing. And so the border is broken. People know they get here, they can stay here. And now the border and the corridors up through Mexico and Canada are so open that tens of thousands of people a week pour in who aren't even from Central or South America. Those are major arteries, major pathways, paid for by the UN, paid for with U.S. taxpayer money, USAID. Each leg of the trip, they get their plane tickets paid for and $1,000. They get over the land bridge, and they carry children with them. 30% have been genetically tested to not be, they tested them all, the ones they catch, are not related to anybody. It's not their parents, and the kids let her go. No, I was grabbed. A lot of the kids are grabbed in Mexico by Latin Americans coming up because they are a get-out-of-jail-free card. And we have new video up on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, of armed men walking directly into California and other states. We've got new video of Arizona this week, new video of New Mexico, new video of Texas. Armed men with guns in their waistbands leading people right into the United States. And the children aren't checked. They're not checked for diseases. The Senate admits tens of thousands have been sex trafficked. This is collapse of civilization. and Trump finally gets Mexico on the eve of tariffs hitting tomorrow to say, okay, we'll put some troops on the southern border, and we won't let folks, you know, travel across, and we'll bust human smugglers. And the media says Trump is lying, there is no border crisis, or, oh, we already had a deal, he just waited and did this. No, he didn't. You've been blocking everything. But if we have typhus, if we have black plague, if we have leprosy, if we have drug-resistant TB, if we have all of these drug-resistant diseases pouring in, and even footnotes in the health departments admit almost all the new outbreaks of measles, you name it, are from illegals, why in the hell? Why in Hades why in the world would we not be checking any of these people? Because it's total breakdown of society. And why would the left try to block all of this? Trump tweeted today, I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures. And they announced that was true. But Pelosi and CNBC and CNN all said it wasn't true, that either no agreement had been made or it got worse, ladies and gentlemen, that Trump already had an agreement. What does that even mean? So that's the point we've gotten to. If you want to see the video, it's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And we ask the question, hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas, 350 more on the way. Tens of thousands of cases of Ebola in that very country. No screening, coming directly in. So if all the other diseases have come in, we can rightfully guess and surmise that it's a better than a 50-50 chance. Here's the takeaway. From a gut level and the past diseases coming in and just following that as a rule of thumb, I think it's an easy statement or dead reckoning to say 50-50 chance we get Ebola cases. Folks, we had Ebola cases 4 years ago. And later it was confirmed what we first broke, that in Dallas and in Detroit and places, Ebola got here and was covered up. So are they going to cover this up this time? Here's the local San Antonio newscast.
Downtown San Antonio's bus station just got a little busier as hundreds of migrants from the Congo and Angola arrive in the Alamo City.
We didn't get a heads up.
Dr. Colleen Bridger, the interim assistant city manager, says the Congolese migrants started coming in on Tuesday and said they traveled with a group of about 350 migrants through Ecuador to the southern border.
When we called Border Patrol, they said, yeah, probably another 200 to 300 from the Congo and from Angola will be coming to San Antonio.
That includes Masenji, a Congolese migrant who didn't want his face on camera but told me via Google Translate he came to America for security reasons and said, quote, my family is staying in my country, but with the help of the USA, I can get him back. But this language barrier is why the city is in desperate need of French-speaking volunteers to help get many of these individuals to their final destination.
If you speak primarily French, that would be really helpful.
Wednesday alone, the migrant center saw a total of 450 people, Spanish and French speaking, during the day and housed 375 of them at Travis Park Church at night. The city opened up the Frank Garrett Center to house the Congolese migrants for the weekend, but after that, they're not sure where they'll put them, especially since they don't know how long some of them will be here.
The plan was 350 of them would travel from San Antonio to Portland. When we reached out to Portland, Maine, they said, please don't send us anymore. We're already stretched way beyond our capacity.
More's coming, sweetheart.
So we're working with them now.
More's coming, sweetheart.
Other cities throughout the United States.
It's the collapse of the West.
And begin their asylum seeking.
Get ready.
Jaleesa Rosari, 10-5, Eyewitness News.
We'll be right back. It's the UN invasion. We told you it was coming.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Downtown San Antonio's bus station just got a little busier as hundreds of migrants from the Congo and Angola arrive in the Alamo City.
We didn't get a heads up.
Dr. Colleen Bridger, the interim assistant city manager, says the Congolese migrants started coming in on Tuesday and said they traveled with a group of about 350 migrants through Ecuador to the southern border.
When we called Border Patrol, they said, yeah, probably another 200 to 300 from the Congo and from Angola will be coming to San Antonio.
That includes Masenji, a Congolese migrant who didn't want his face on camera but told me via Google Translate he came to America for security reasons and said, quote, my family is staying in my country, but with the help of the USA, I can get them back. But this language barrier is why the city is in desperate need of French-speaking volunteers to help get many of these individuals to their final destination.
If you speak primarily French, that would be really helpful.
Wednesday alone, the migrant center saw a total of 450 people, Spanish and French-speaking, during the day and housed 375 of them at Travis Park Church at night. The city opened up the Frank Garrett Center to house the Congolese migrants for the weekend, but after that, they're not sure where they'll put them, especially since they don't know how long some of them will be here.
The plan was 350 of them would travel from San Antonio to Portland. When we reached out to Portland, Maine, they said, please don't send us anymore. We're already stretched way beyond our capacity. So we're working with them now to identify other cities throughout the United States where they can go and begin their asylum-seeking process.
Jaleesa Rosari, Ken's 5, Eyewitness News.
So, it's June 9, 2019. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I've got articles from this year, last year, the year before, New York Times, Washington Post, saying Alex Jones and his writers are insane. They claim there's a UN plan to build refugee centers in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, and have the UN fund, through U.S. State Department money, millions of people from Africa, not just Latin America, to pour in and get all the free welfare as welfare mules. Of course, Snopes reported on us and said we were fake news. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it on screen. They said, well, it's actually true. It's a UN document, and the UN said they're doing it, but the UN didn't mean it. That's right. That's right. I show you what they already did to Europe. I show you all the UN plans. I show you their current plans 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. And guess what? They carry those plans out like it was a cruise missile, shooting down Saddam's chimney. And right on time, they arrived just the way they said they would. That's just one church in San Antonio. Thousands a day from Africa are coming in. Now, ask yourself a question. How'd they get 4,000 miles across there? How'd they get paid to get all the way up here? Well, we just so happen to know. Hell, George Soros puts press releases out. The whole world sees you get to the U.S., you're here, and you get free welfare and you have your babies for free. But see, when you talk to the poor folks being used and doing this, they say, well, listen, my family's back here in the Congo, which is beyond Road Warrior. And they're going to get killed if I don't send money back. So when we interview them, and we've been talking to them, and others have, they say, listen, I'm just here because I'm going to get killed if I don't send money back. So they're not a refugee and that somebody threatened to kill them for what they did. They're saying, hey, slave, you're going to go to the U.S. The Democrats are going to sign you up under three or four identities. You're going to get welfare. They're going to skim off the top. You're going to send some back to your handlers. And then guess what? You're going to get your ass a job and work on top of it. So let me boil down what this is real slow for everybody. I know the audience gets it. Slavery is legal in six different Islamic countries right now. Slavery is legal in two other African countries run by black people. What, you think white people invented slavery? Everybody's been doing it. White people ended slavery. And that's why they know we have that soft spot. People forget, like, why you invented slavery and you've done all this, you white people. Meanwhile, these black people are being sent over here just like Chinese are, by their families, by the government, to get all the welfare and send it back, or their family gets put in a forced labor camp. Even CNN admits this 4 years ago, that the number one immigrant to the U.S. is on average a 30-year-old Chinese woman coming here 9 months pregnant to have her baby, who becomes a citizen and then gets everything free, and then her whole family can come here, but they don't stay here. They come get welfare, they have an address, and they send the money back to China. So what these are welfare mules, a term that Justin, one of the great producers, just invented back there. And it's true. It's not a mule carrying a bunch of heroin or cocaine in their gut. It's a mule. A lot of times mules, they'll tell you, hey, we're going to give you $5,000 to ship these 10 packages of cocaine in inside your guts. But if you mess up, your mama lives in this little village, we're going to bust a cap in her head. You understand? So they are victims. Don't make no mistake. The left wants to make everybody victims. They certainly are. These people are. You just think people from the Congo, folks, Congo's right in the middle of Africa. Congo's probably the most dangerous place in the world, other than Somalia. There is no government in the Congo. Slavery is still run in the Congo. One of the main meats is human flesh in the Congo. The Congo, baby, is unbelievably dangerous. And these people show up all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, and they show up in Texas knowing we're a bunch of schmucks, and they say, we're here to get all this free stuff. But you heard that lady, who again is a useful idiot leftist. You heard her going, Portland, Portland means the smugglers, the leftist smugglers, the Soros group. Portland said, they sent them here. We're just telling Portland we're overwhelmed. We're running out of stuff. Hey, lady, you're supposed to run out of stuff. This is 21st century warfare. You got 6 billion people outside the West, and they all want to come here, and they all got taught everything's free. And once they get here, they get brainwashed to hate the country, and they get given IDs to vote, and that's how this works, lady. So you're telling Portland, where they have government-funded poop parties on the street and needles everywhere, a bunch of nihilistic sellouts who are partying off selling the country out, you're telling them, hey, Portland, we're getting hit by 300, 400 people from Africa a day. We can only hold 300. There's no toilet paper. There's no food. And you know what Portland says? Eat crap, you American filth. Billions are coming, bitch. Because they are the smugglers. They are the smugglers. The Democrats, I know, have tried to get me in on it. I went years ago and had prosecutors come here, and they said, we can't do anything. I said, Alex, we're running a lot of people through here. If you just leave it alone, we'll cut you in. They got people in basements in Austin right now hanging up in chains because their families won't ship more money in. They think they're getting in here from Africa, China, Nicaragua, wherever. No, they got their asses hanging in chains till their family gives them more money. And you know when their family doesn't get more money? They got a big-ass acid bath right there. They just slit their throat or shoot them right in the head with a 45. They load them into that acid. And then Robert Rodriguez makes a movie about how the white people are racist, and Don Johnson's shooting pregnant Mexican women in the stomach. When it's the United States and Christians trying to stop Mexican women killing their babies. So you think about that long and hard, folks. There's 6+ billion people, and their families and local mafias are telling them, you're going to America, and you're going to get on welfare, and you're going to work a job, and you're going to send a bunch of that money back to us. Or your grandma, or your mama, or your daddy, or your son, or your daughter's dead. But once they get here, anchor chain migration, they can bring up to 50 people in, and they can do the same, and then it's game over. It's the third world invasion of the West, and Ebola is on its way, baby. Woo!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board,
It funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Gentlemen, it's Sunday, June 9th, 2019, and I am sitting here, if you're a radio listener, TV viewers can see this, with actual UN documents that they admit are from them, from 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago. Do I need to continue? And you can go to Paul Watson's article last July, almost a year ago. Revealed UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. And then Macron came out the week later and said, oh yeah, I agree with the UN plan. We also want 250 million people from Africa to move to France. And you go, that sounds insane. That doesn't sound right. I mean, France doesn't have but 60 million people or whatever it is. In fact, don't trust me. Let's go from memory. What is, I guess the French don't have kids anymore. It used to be 60 million. What's it like, 50 million now or something? Look up France's population, please. So Macron says he wants 250 million. I can play the video if you want him. He says it in French, but he said it. But Snopes wrote another article. 66 million. My God, my memory's pretty good. But that's mainly foreigners coming in. I think indigenous to France is like 30 million now or something. The point is that Snopes said, because Snopes is God, that he didn't mean that. Okay. Did the thousands of Africans arriving in Texas every day illegally that are coming in across the Rio Grande River from 5,000 miles away, from 4,000 miles away, did they mean that, Snopes? Because I know mainstream media said you were the fact checkers, right? So again, this is the game. You remember a year ago, 6 months ago, Trump's a liar. There's no caravans. Jim Acosta, all of it. That was the talking point. Nancy Pelosi, there's no crisis. Oh, but now there's a crisis, and it's Trump's fault. So I'm going to explain something very, very slowly here. If you tried to sneak in some marijuana from Mexico and you got caught at the U.S. Customs, you wouldn't get a ticket like you'd get most places. You might get a couple years in prison because it shows you're a criminal trying to break the borders. And if you're trying to break the borders, it shows that you might try other things like smuggling vegetables. You're like, well, who cares about that? Well, there's a lot of pests around the world that if they get in here, would devastate our crops. That's a fact. Or what about endangered species? But who cares about children? The Senate report 2 years ago, another one 4 years ago, admitted that tens of thousands of little children as young as 3 and 4 years old were smuggled in when Obama said, let all the kids in from around the world. So people started kidnapping children to bring them in. And I know I've already talked about this 2 or 3 times today. But in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, you had to have a golden ticket. But to get in here, you got to have a kidnapped child. And again, it just came out 2 weeks ago. The Border Patrol's tested over 1,000 people, claiming they had their kids or grandkids or cousins with them. And guess what? 30% zero genetic connection. Obama administration placed children with child traffickers. That's the Washington Post. DNA test reveals 30% of the children not related. Oh, but the left cares so much about the children. Nope. They care about our charity here in America and the fact that they're going to be given identities, they're going to be put on welfare, and then they're going to have sponsors that the Democrats admit through these aid groups and so-called churches that make money off the kids. So if you thought a sex cult inside the Catholic Church screwing kids was bad, it's bad. How about all the major churches, all the big think tanks, all the big groups are busy and are going to sponsor third world people in here who have no rights, who live under fake names that are controlled by lawyers in the Democratic Party. There are lawyers in Austin, Texas, where I live, that individually sponsor over 300 children. The money is unbelievable. They're all Democrats, and some lawyers are making $5 million a year off of it apiece. Came out 4 years ago that one address in Austin, where I live, had $108 million of tax returns sent to it, and they went there, and it was over 100 illegal aliens saying they lived there. Only about 15 did, the articles in USA Today, of all places. And the illegal aliens weren't getting the money. They were getting tax returns in the name of people in prison and people that were dead. No one would take the IRS 5-6 years to figure out it was a scam. They were getting hundreds of millions of dollars at one address. Billions in the city alone. Billions. Because they control these people. And by the way, they're really mean to them, folks. They make them go get jobs, 2 or 3 jobs. They make the little girls be whores. the 15, 13, 14-year-old girls, that's come out. So the Democrats make these girls give blowjobs and have sex all day. The pimps make them, it's come out in federal court things, they make the little girls have sex without condoms. And they let these big, fat, pot-bellied men run by the feminists and liberals run these little girls. Remember Project Veritas like 8 years ago went in to all these different Democrat facilities and said, I got kidnapped little girls. I'm running in sex slaves. And they told Project Veritas, they said, well, we'll teach you how to make money off them. Damn right. Remember? Everybody's like, what the hell? Right. Yeah. All you got to do is keep them in school, pay the tax. As long as the government gets the money, they don't give a damn, and you're in the right city. If you weren't in the blue city, you wouldn't be able to run them children. And so James O'Keefe kept saying, all right, some of these kids are like 8 years old. They're like, that's good. They don't talk too much, do they? We're liberals now, aren't we? Woo! And so you got the Christian lady in San Antonio. Why? We got 300, 400 a day. We can't take it. Portland runs the country. Whoever they call, they tell me what to do. I don't send more. Lady, this is just so everybody in Africa can see they made it. This is just the beginning, sweetheart. Because they're going to use each and every one. See, we're not fun about kidnapped children. We're not fun about snuff film kids. We're not fun about people chained up. There's no basement here with people chained up. You know, their family's got to send more money or we kill them or leave them locked up in the back of an 18-wheeler in 100-degree heat. That's a cartel special. Happens all the time. But it's just like, oh, it's just Mexicans. The left's like, oh, it's just 50, 20, 30 Mexicans dead in the back of an 18-wheeler. Or Guatemalans, they didn't pay the money. Oh, cartels are great people. Hell, Rodriguez told us so. Now, he's a big movie maker. You know how old Rodriguez is? You know, he'd tell us if Hispanics were doing anything to Hispanics. No, the only problem we got is that white lady. She's worried she can't take care of the Africans, right? That racist. But it's her well-meaning that does it all, you see, and creates the scam to use these people and suck them in like a big burning torch that moths come to. All the welfare, all the goodies, all the fun stuff, all the yum-yums. And she just means, well, she's an angel. She's a good lady. And they call me from Portland, and they tell me what to do. They're with the UN, and I just do it. And then the kids, everybody just disappears. We don't know where they go. She goes, we don't know the final destination. The vans show up and get the children. The vans show up. We've been there. And they just go, where are these kids going? They go, we don't know. Turn your camera off. I'm like, little kids are being loaded on with some pot belly. I mean, sir, bye-bye to the children. Because it's liberal. Loving liberal. And a lot of them are getting their heads blown off. Gang rape. And it's a fact. And the left ain't going to do a damn thing. Because the average leftist works at a tech company managing conservatives and Christians to make sure we can't stop the modern slave trade. That's it. That's all it is. Is you got a big old machine chewing up all these third world people as fast as they come in here, just like the coolies.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows. Plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads. We'll be right back.